Life is full of adventures in the shape of places, people, and experiences. And in retirement, it's your turn to choose what those adventures look like. Whether you want to travel, fish, hit the beach, or see grandkids, it's important to take time to connect to your dreams for retirement. Welcome to the Delaware Retirement Connection with your host, Len. As a certified life coach and certified financial planner, Lynn combines life coaching and financial advisory skills to help retirees identify and fund their life goals, hopes, and dreams to make their retirement as amazing as they want it to be. Now, here's Lynn.
Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. I'm here with my wife, Joyce. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Lynn. Nice to be with you always.
Always nice to be with you. And we'll be talking about connecting with your post-career life goals, hopes, and dreams. And I think there's a few things about this topic that are a little bit interesting. One is the idea of what you want your life to look like after your career, and also the whole concept of life goals, hopes, and dreams that I think people tend to let get away from them. I think we as people, as we go through life, just the realities of life overtake us, and we sort of lose track of things that have been important to us or earlier in our life that we just can't pursue. And so we're going to be talking a little bit about dreaming and what that might look like in a post-career. So Joyce, how does that resonate with you, the whole idea of life goals, hopes, and dreams? You know, we're not really quite retired, and there's different things that we want to press into life, but there's a whole idea of having life goals, hopes, and dreams even seem like a real conversation. Does that even seem like that's a relevant thing after having been a mother of 4 years and working, and now you're looking at retirement? Does the concept of life goals, hopes, and dreams, does that even settle in your heart?
I think it's still something that people, and myself especially, need to keep thinking about. And one of the things to think about that is to intentionally give yourself even some downtime to really reflect on what's important to you and the people around you and the things that, you know, you've been passionate in the past about, and find out if that's something that you can, you know, continue in a different way, because, you know, the passion of playing volleyball isn't going to happen when our knees at our age can't handle it. But, you know, there's still some enjoyment you can get out of those passions that you've had in the past.
So, Joyce, you're talking obviously about how we met through volleyball, and our bodies just can't handle the rigor of volleyball. And of course, you know, the dream of playing volleyball isn't going to be something that that we're going to experience. Now, maybe one day we'll have grandchildren and maybe they'll play volleyball and we can share that together. But I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, we go through life, and the concept of things that we have flexibility to do that we haven't done before is a new experience in retirement. When we have unlimited discretionary time, we have the ability to press into things that we've set aside in our life as we've taken care of family responsibilities, as we've taken care of work responsibilities. I talk extensively about this in the Maximizing Your Retirement book that I wrote. It's available on maximizing.com, or you can go directly to amazon.com and purchase it. But the concept of dreaming is a new concept for folks who have let that slip away. And retirement is a really good time for people to press into that and to really, really stretch their minds and think outside the box of what their lives have looked like, and to really give themselves the permission to do something kind of crazy in their life that maybe they've wanted to do in the past and they haven't done. So Joyce, you talked a little bit about connecting with passions, and we talk a lot about that on our radio program, the Delaware Retiree Connection program, where we have different guests talking about different things in their lives, with their work, with their different involvements in charitable organizations. We're trying to connect people with the community. We're trying to connect people with each other. We're trying to connect people even with their own emotions and what's important to them. And so let's press into connecting about some of those passions in our life and things that we've allowed to slip. How do we do that, Joyce? How have you done that? You know, the things that you're interested in, you like to do the scrapbooking, you have your interest in singing. Of course, you're very passionate about your children. How do you develop and press into these passions that you have, and maybe they build into actually your life dreams?
One of the ways I think about it is you want to find some other like-minded people. So, you know, when you talk about a certain idea or passion that you have, you kind of talk about it. And as you're around people, you hear them share their passions. And when you find someone that has similar ones like you, you do tend to take the next step and make a connection to get together and to be able to explore that. So I think, you know, finding people that share your passions and taking it to the next step helps to be able to grow that passion or grow that love or, you know, find enjoyment as you continue it.
Sure, you said two very powerful things. You said, first of all, that there's a community aspect to it, right? Because, you know, when you're on your own trying to tap into something that's been, let's just use the word dead in your life, something that you've let slip and just hasn't been active in your life. It's a dead part of your life. You kind of need help with that, right? I mean, it's kind of hard to press into something that maybe you've even forgotten how to do. And you're a very relational person. So why is community so important to help you press into your life in those dreams that you've allowed to slip away?
I think it's important because you find enjoyment outside of yourself by sharing it with someone else. And it's kind of like double the pleasure, like the gum commercial, right? You have that type of passion that you're enjoying with someone else. And it kind of just spurs you on to keep enjoying it and to make time for it. And then as you do it, you find you accomplish something else through it.
Well, I love the way you said the double enjoyment. In my Maximizing Your Retirement book, again, if it's available on Amazon.com, it's available through Maximizing.com. I talk about how when we enjoy things with people we love the most, you know, we enjoy what we do and we enjoy the people that we're with, we're maximizing our enjoyment. And it's so wonderful, such a wonderful place to be in that sweet spot where we're doing what we enjoy most with folks we enjoy most. And also what happens, you know, when we're doing something that we're enjoying with someone else who enjoys it, what we're doing is we're enjoying their enjoyment. And they're enjoying our enjoyment. It's just kind of like a snowballing effect that the moment becomes more enjoyable because of that shared experience in that moment. And I see you're nodding your head, Joyce.
Absolutely,
you're in agreement,
yes,
with that, right?
I totally agree with that.
Another thing that you mentioned I think is very important is the idea of small steps, right? So you have a dream, you had something that you wanted to do in the past and it kind of slipped away. Well, you have to kind of regain lost ground. And maybe some skills you have to relearn. Maybe there's some basics you have to get back on track. You have to redevelop your skills. You have to develop a little vision for it. That all takes time. And I want to encourage our listeners to not press into these things too quickly and too harshly because, you know, you'll get disappointed if you're not at the place where you want to be, because it will take a little bit of time. So be patient with yourself as you get a vision for your dream and you're better able to press into that.
Yeah, and setting a small timeline of things, you know, to the next step might be helpful to do that. And, you know, that list can be a long list, but, you know, you can get there in the small baby steps.
So let's talk a little bit about that post-career time, what we call it retirement. It's that time we have unlimited discretionary time to really do whatever you want. When I say unlimited discretionary time, I mean day by day, certainly over your lifetime, your number of days are shorter, right? Because of just the way life works. But moment by moment, day to day, you can pretty much do whatever you want. And so what I want to spend our next few minutes talking about is really figuring out what's most important to us when we are at this stage in life. And I talk about my book, MaxAmazing.com, how there are things that we want to really focus on, the most important really being your identity. So when people retire, whether you're a school teacher, a carpenter, a police officer, medical professional, that is a big part of who you are. And when you retire, you really don't want to disconnect with that if that's been an important part of your life. You want to somehow press into that, whether it's starting a business or doing something part-time, whether volunteering in some field that is related to that. You really want to press into that part of who you are. So Joyce, just want to talk a little bit about that. You know, you've been working for a number of years. You've been mother for 31 years. I'd say that's been a big part of your life.
That's never going to change. You know, I have enjoyed my children, and just knowing that they're on their own now and enjoying their life it is also part of my enjoyment. And I think just having them spread out kind of gives me that opportunity to expand where I would like to, you know, share in their lives, because I get to go to four different places possibly.
Yeah. And what's also interesting, and I'll say this has always been part of my life. I've always encouraged our children to live their dreams. And part of being a parent is to share that joy in building their lives, to see them live their dreams. And in a way, my dream has been to have them live their dreams. But the danger of that, of course, is that I don't want to be living my life through my children. So just my encouragement to our listeners to really consider who you are, what's important to you, consider how to structure your life goals, hopes, and dreams. In the MaxAmazing, your retirement book I wrote, I talk about the concept of core soul needs, your identity, life purpose, love, and peace, which are building blocks to your life goals, hopes, and dreams, and living them. So I just want to encourage our listeners to really take some time, like Joyce had mentioned, to really reflect on what's important to you, to press into those things that are most important to you. And that will help make your retirement as amazing as it can be. Thank you for listening to our Delaware Retiree Connection program. We'll be right back after a short break.
Excited for retirement? All that daydreaming can be time-consuming enough as it is. So why not get a little help with your retirement planning? Give Lynn a call at 302-501-7711 and see where you stand in retirement. What if you ordered a pizza, but when you opened the box, a couple of pieces were missing? That would be upsetting, right? Now, think about how much you believe you've saved for retirement. Do you still owe taxes on that money? Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, and his team at Dedicated Financial Services understand the importance of tax planning and can help you reduce the impact that Uncle Sam has on your retirement. Give them a call today to start working on your retirement tax plan. 302-501-7711. Now may be a great time to lower your future tax liability. Create a retirement plan today so you can get as many slices of your retirement pie as possible. Call Lynn at 302-501-7711 today and schedule your visit. That's 302-501-7711. Firm offers insurance services and may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services are offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC registered advisory firm. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by DedicatedFinancialServices.com or call 302-501-7711 to talk to Len.
We're back. Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, here with Esther Goldshare Phelps. We'll be talking about her life goals, hopes, and dreams, and specifically talking about connecting with our post-career ambitions. Hey, Esther, how you doing?
Hey, Len, I'm great. Thank you.
Well, there's extra energy on your side of the mic, so we're going to tap into that. And love for you to talk a little bit about who you are and your plans to start your patient advocacy service.
Absolutely. I'd love to talk about that. Glenn, I have been a nurse for 40 plus years. I have been an emergency room nurse, an intensive care room nurse. I've done home care. I've worked for insurance companies. For the past 24-ish years, I've been what's called a case manager. Now, a certified case manager takes everything that's going on with people and connects it to their problems, to finding solutions for what they're telling me are holding them back in their health.
So Esther, what services do you specifically see that are necessary and that you would provide as a patient advocate?
Len, a patient advocate works with people to determine what their questions, their concerns, what they're not getting from our medical systems. There's a lot of reasons they're not getting it, but the ones that I like to focus on are how people can make their own decisions with a little bit of pushing, with a little bit of education. One of the biggest issues I have found with the patients I've worked with is that they almost need permission to ask questions, or they come home from the doctor's office and they say, oh, I was supposed to talk about this and I forgot. So I want to come up with a cooperation with people that will allow me to guide them in the questions they should ask. Some folks can't ask questions. And in that case, I want to be there with them or for them to make sure they're getting the most out of their medical care, that they are understanding things and knowing exactly what their next steps should be.
So let's talk a little bit about that. Why is that? And a little bit more what the solution is, because I'm just speaking as a layperson, someone who gets medical care, and I may be a little bit more knowledgeable and I may be a little more confident than the average person, perhaps. So there's a lot of people that when they go to the doctor, you know, just the medical profession creates this expertise, this sort of separation between doctors and patients. And doctors are the experts and the patients, they don't really know much about it. And I think a lot of people feel intimidated. A lot of people
Absolutely.
Are just overwhelmed, right? They're overwhelmed with their health and maybe they don't think clearly. So there's a combination between being put like underneath a person in level of expertise, not thinking clearly, not being properly educated. And there's that disconnect. I think that's really what I hear you talking about.
There's absolutely a disconnect. Doctors are, especially in this area, they are very busy. They have more patients than they're used to having. They are encouraged by insurance companies to see the maximum number of people a day. And it used to be that you could sit down with your doctor and have the time to ask those questions. And not only do we not have the time, most people, when they feel rushed, forget their questions. A lot of people don't even think they're allowed to ask questions. There's a study that was done quite a while ago that said most people retain about 20 to 25% of the information that they hear in the doctor's office. The more stressful the discussion, the less they retain. So unless folks have someone available to them who can go to their doctor's visits with them, or who's savvy enough to call the doctor back and say, well, you know, I wasn't quite sure what you meant by this, people don't get their answers. So they have trouble dealing with problems associated with their disease or their diagnosis, or they just kind of say, I can't figure this out. And they don't.
I think there's another problem, and that is, you know, even when you're sitting in the doctor's office, you're often talking about subject matter that you're not all that familiar with.
Exactly.
And when you hear something, you're trying to process it and you may not be able to. And what I start doing, this is my own just personal practice. When I go to a doctor's office, I come with a pad and I take notes because I know what happens is like, I didn't quite get it. I didn't write it down. It wasn't clear to me. And I think it's true of a lot of folks. They went to a doctor and someone asked them, what did the doctor say? And they really won't say much because they didn't really process it. And they don't really remember what the doctors even said. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. I'm here with Esther Goldshear-Feltz, who has a patient advocacy service. You can find out about Esther's firm and many firms in the area when you go on to DelawareRetiree.com. There's a tab about businesses in the area. So Esther, tell our listeners a little bit about how they can contact you and how they can find out a little bit about your services and engage you to help them in being a patient advocate.
Being a patient advocate and seeking a patient advocate. I'm mostly right now concentrating on those seeking patient advocates, but my company is called Nurse Advocacy Solutions. My phone number is 302-614-1359. Feel free to call me. We can chat about what your concerns might be, and we can decide if there's anything that I can help you with. I also have an email address, which is nurseadvocacysolutions@gmail.com. I purposefully have kept things very simple because not all of our community is real interested in websites. The website's going to come, but I want to talk to the people first. So you have my numbers. Please contact me. And we can see what nurse advocacy can do for you. That there's a lot of very intelligent people out there that need this as much as someone all by themselves with no support. I think it's a very necessary addition to our healthcare. Case management's been around for 25 plus years. And this truly is an extra offshoot of case management. Instead of working specifically for an insurance company or working a specific type of medical problem, I want to work with all those problems that are inhibiting you from enjoying your life.
So Esther, how do you get paid in this whole process?
Well, initially, we will work out a fee for service. Hopefully very soon, CMMS, which is who rules what gets paid for, will realize that this is an offshoot of case management and we will fall into that sort of billing system. Many insurance companies already cover case management. We just need to present it to those insurance companies to make sure that they recognize and they pay.
So what I hear is that we're really in the infancy stages of the patient advocacy. Folks should be prepared to pay you out of pocket as a fee for service. But we do expect, or you expect, that in the not too distant future, this will be an expense covered by the Medicare system and by insurance companies. Is my understanding correct?
Your understanding is perfect. There are many other nurse advocates who are out there fighting for recognition right now. So I see it coming soon.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We'll be right back after a short break. Thanks for listening.
Enjoying the show? Check out Len's book, Maximizing Your Retirement, at maximizing.com. Dedicated Financial Services has a question for you. Is your retirement inflation-proofed? Here's what we mean. In retirement, chances are you're on a fixed income with variable expenses. So how do you not run out of money when the cost of just about everything continues to go up? You inflation-proof it. Lynn and the team at Dedicated Financial Services can show you strategies to help combat inflation so it doesn't outpace your retirement income. Call us today at 302-501-7711 to learn more. Inflation could take a huge chunk out of your retirement savings, but it doesn't have to. With some simple planning, inflation can go from being a major disruption to a minor annoyance. Call Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, and the team at Dedicated Financial Services now and start inflation-proofing your retirement today. 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC registered advisory firm.
Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. I'm here with Esther Goldshare Phelps. We're talking about the patient advocacy service that she started. And what's particularly important about this segment is not just the services that Esther provides or the business she started, but helping our listeners to be encouraged about considering who they are and what living their life goals, hopes, and dreams may look like. As we talk about Esther, I would like you to think of the questions, not me just asking her, but how you would process them and how you would answer them. Because what happens is, and I talk about this in my book, Maximizing Your Retirement, when people retire, they have a career that they built into. And when they retire, they step away from that career, and not just from the work they do, but from the identity they had in that business. So what I'm going to try to tap into when I talk to Esther, and I want our listeners to do the same, to consider your identity and how your work was tied into that. So what I'm going to ask you, Esther, is how does your identity as a healthcare professional, and you've been a nurse for over 40 years, it's obviously become a very important part of your life. How does that connect with your passion for starting a patient advocacy organization?
Len, when I first wasn't working full time, that's kind of how I referred to what was becoming my retirement. I just wasn't working as much. For me, having been such an open, caring person who was always looking to solving other people's problems, not mine, I admittedly was a little bit lost looking for what this was going to mean to me. And a few people said to me within a very short period of time that it wasn't really the job, it was the identity. And wow, that was so true. Because when you meet someone, you know, my name is, oh yeah, I live at such and such. Well, what do you do? That's like one of the first three, four questions people ask you. Now, after a certain age, people start to say, oh, are you retired? And I didn't feel retired because I wasn't retired in my brain. And I had this burning need that there was something else I needed to achieve. Did I want to work 50 hours a week anymore? Well, not really. But I still had this thing, that this goal, this need that I needed to achieve. So as I listened to my friends and I walked through their medical experiences with friends and neighbors, I was just struck by this fact that that's not the way it should happen. Somebody should help them to know where to go. And that somebody had to be me. It was easy. You know, I know who to call. I know where to send the bills. I know how to do these things. And I have made some wonderful friendships through doing these kinds of things for people. And it makes me feel like the person I want to be. So I'm still in retirement. I'm not fighting 50, 60 hour weeks, but I'm doing it more slowly and more thoughtfully. And it feels good now because I'm still being me.
Well, Esther, that was such a good little transparent view of yourself. And if I may just speak into that, putting on my certified life coach hat, I'm, of course, a certified financial planner, but I'm going to be talking from the life coaching part of my practice and who I am. So really what you're saying is that you're working, your identity is being a nurse, and that ties very much into your beliefs, your values, who you are. And when you got to the point of the reality of retirement, you sort of recognize that disconnecting from who you've been as a nurse would really leave you empty. Is that a good way to put that?
I wouldn't quite say empty because I do have other things in family and life, but I wasn't fulfilling something that was an integral part of me. You know, I am a caregiver.
Perfect. Perfect. So really what you're saying that you weren't totally empty, but there was something that was missing in your life that left a little bit of a void in your life, something that was a little bit missing, tied to your identity. And when you were experiencing that loss in identity, did it give you a sense of something missing with your life purpose?
Oh, definitely. As I said, I had this goal or feeling that I had something else to achieve. I have something more to give. And I needed to find a way to do it. People made a lot of recommendations. I could volunteer. I could do this. I could do that. And I looked at a lot of things, but things, friends, neighbors that had issues that I so easily could get them out of, could so easily guide them in the right direction, just kept happening around me. And that's what I realized. That's where I need to be, you know, not letting people fight through systems that are designed to be difficult, insurances, but, you know, help them through that stuff. And that, as my husband says, when I talk to these folks or I talk about helping these folks, he says, I glow. That's where my soul is happy. So that's what I needed to do.
Oh, that's so beautiful. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about two aspects of what you just said. One is what the needs of the folks that you work with are. I mean, they have specific needs. They have specific confusion. Well, that's where you connect with them. Correct. And that's where you live out your life purpose. You live out your life purpose in making a meaningful difference. I talk a lot about this in the Maximizing Your Retirement book. It's Max Amazing, not Maximizing, Max Amazing Your Retirement. You can find out more about it at maxamazing.com, or you can also go to Amazon and purchase the book. But the idea of identity and the idea of life purpose are connected concepts. Identity and life purpose are tied in that you live out your identity through your life purpose, and your life purpose reinforces who you are. So when you're doing what you're passionate about, you're living out, providing, in your case, Esther, these services to folks who need your services. When you're doing that, that makes you more of who you are. Do you see that in your life, Esther, where you know, you're providing these services and you're right? So you're feeling it's important, and that makes you more that person.
Correct. Absolutely.
And that gives you a sense of fulfillment, right? And let's press into a couple other of the core soul needs. We'll be talking a little bit about what I call love, which is a relationship mindset, and peace, which is a sense of well-being. Talk a little bit about how your needs for connection and love are met through helping the patients. Talk a little bit about that connection that you have with your patients and how that provides you a sense of fullness.
Okay. Can I give you an example of someone that I worked with very recently and how that all ties up? So I was informed that a neighbor had broken his leg. First thing I do as a person is to call them. What can I do? What do you need? Let me help. I immediately went to visit with them, sat down, just listened to what they needed. And I was able to help a number of issues. Well, those folks just never expected anybody to help them that much. And they were so thankful. And, you know, we keep in very close contact now. Their children have thanked me, you know, but getting someone to thank you is nice, but it made me feel good to be able to, just with a few words, with a few hours, help these folks feel much more confident about how they were going to recover. So it's worth the involvement for me. It's what I do. And I don't know what else you want me to say. Sorry.
I don't think there's anything else to say. I think very clearly what my understanding is that through your work, you're connecting with people in a meaningful way.
Correct.
As humans, it's very important for us to have these connections on different levels. We have more intimate relationship with family, close friends, but people we work with professionally, we develop a relationship with them. And when we leave our work, we leave behind some of those relationships, which leaves a bit of a void. And so what you're able to do through your work is maintain these meaningful connections. And because you are a highly relational person, you have to have been a highly relational purpose to be a case manager. You don't want to throw that in the garbage can when you retire and just say, that's not part of my life anymore. So that's what I see as your reason to start this advocacy service, to maintain that connection with your clients, patients, that has been very important to you over the years. You wanted to continue.
Correct.
I want to talk a little bit about the concept of life goals, hopes, and dreams. And life goals, hopes, and dreams, when you read my book, Maximizing Your Retirement, it's available through maximizing.com, or you can go to amazon.com and purchase a copy of the book. I talk about this concept of life goals, hopes, and dreams, which ties into our core soul needs being met, a sense of identity and life purpose, love and peace. And there's three categories that we talk about in life goals, hopes, and dreams: experiences and relationships, achievements, and impact. And interestingly, in your discussion, Esther, during your patient advocacy service, it's connecting with that experiences and relationships, and it's also making an impact in people's lives. But you chose to use the word achieve in your discussion. And achieve is also a very powerful word when it comes to life goals, hopes, and dreams. Talk a little bit about what you are looking to achieve in this work that you're doing that's fulfilling to you.
Wow, there's so many. What I hope to achieve is to help, no matter how few, people to get out of the quagmire they sometimes find themselves in with, well, how do I do this? Where do I do that? How do I get this? And feeling more confident about their own healthcare. We find that the less time we can spend with the doctors and such, the more time we need someone to help us through these things. We all want to believe that we know how to do it. But I hope to bring people to a higher level of understanding to help them achieve confidence with obtaining their health care.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about your achievement. What you just mentioned to me and to our listeners is really what I call more of an impact. So what you just mentioned is something you want to make an impact on people's lives. Let's talk a little bit about achievement for you. What do you personally seek to achieve that gives you satisfaction in what you accomplished through your patient advocacy service?
What gives me satisfaction is developing relationships, developing pathways for people. I keep going back to the words helping people, but I guess that's part of what a nurse is. What I hope to achieve is to develop some relationships between the regular folks out there that might need a little assistance, the medical personnel in the area, with some of the doctors, with some of the general practitioners, or any of the specialists that might, in their own practice, need a little help directing patients. So that to me is satisfying. That's a day well spent to me, helping one person at a time to get to a slightly better place is what my career's been about. And I just want to continue it a little bit and help even more folks.
Well, that's so very powerful, Esther. I wanted to thank you on the behalf of our community and the folks you're making a difference in their lives for really pressing into who you are, who you've been your entire life, and continuing that part of your identity. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, speaking with Esther Goldshear-Feltz. Thank you for spending some time with us, Esther, and we'll be right back after a short break. Thank you for listening.
If you want to catch more of Len's Maximizing Your Retirement, tune in Sundays at noon on Channel 47, ABC News. What if you ordered a pizza, but when you opened the box, a couple of pieces were missing? That would be upsetting, right? Now, think about how much you believe you've saved for retirement. Do you still owe taxes on that money? Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, and his team at Dedicated Financial Services understand the importance of tax planning and can help you reduce the impact that Uncle Sam has on your retirement. Give them a call today to start working on your retirement tax plan, 302-501-7711. Now may be a great time to lower your future tax liability. Create a retirement plan today so you can get as many slices of your retirement pie as possible. Call Len at 302-501-7711 today and schedule your visit. That's 302-501-7711. Firm offers insurance services and may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services are offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC-registered advisory firm. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by DedicatedFinancialServices.com or call 302-501-7711 to talk to Len.
Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We're talking about connecting with your post-career life goals, hopes, and dreams. And that's perhaps a mouthful. Maybe I should say it again. Connecting with your post-career life goals, hopes, and dreams. And what I mean by that is when we retire, we really want to connect with the things that would make our lives wonderful. And when we think about life goals, hopes, and dreams, I'd like to walk you through the process of these different steps. Life goals are things that we set for ourselves, things that we're pretty confident that we can achieve. We think about time frames. We think about exactly what it might look like. We may think about what resources are required. These are achievable, attainable goals with time frames, with reality components to them. And when we work our plans, we expect to achieve them. Those are life goals. But the next step is what I call hope or hopes. And these are things that we would really like to see happen in our lives. We would really love to experience them. We're sort of thinking that they might not happen, and we don't want to get too excited about them because we don't want to be disappointed if they don't happen. But it's really the next step in amazement beyond life goals. It's this next step of hope. Well, wouldn't this be really cool if this were to happen? But it might not. But it would be really cool if it could happen. And my point is, like, why not press into that and see it happen? Stretch our minds, stretch our expectations, and let's press into achieving those hopes. And the next step is dreams. And that's the progression, life goals, hopes, and dreams. And dreams is that real sort of extreme objective or wish. I don't like to use the word wish because wish is something that I'm going to consider outside the scope of reality, where we're excluding reality. But dreams are something that we would say it would be really, really wonderful if this would happen, but we really don't think it's possible. And what I'm going to say is, why isn't it possible? Why not make it possible? You're at a stage of life where your short life expectancy is less than it was yesterday and much less than it was 10 years ago. But one of the benefits in retirement is that you have unlimited discretionary time. Day by day, you can pretty much do whatever you want to do. You have very few requirements. You have very few things that you have to do. And so most of your day, you can press into whatever it is you want to accomplish. And when we look at dreams, if we can break them down into something that perhaps we can experience, if we can break it down into bite-sized chunks, perhaps we can see the reality of it. And if we have the financial resources available that we can apply to our dreams, is it not possible that we can realize them and live them? And so I want to encourage our listeners to really think about their lives in a more fascinating way, more of a life of amazement, thinking outside of the limitations of circumstances, thinking outside the box of requirements that we had over entire life. We're here in retirement and we are freed from work requirements, responsibilities, family responsibilities, and we can stretch our minds. So when we look at how this would specifically look like in our post-career, one thing we want to really consider is who we are. And when we retire, we don't automatically become someone else. So when I retire, if I ever retire in my career as a financial advisor, sure, I might no longer be an advisor, but I don't automatically become someone else. When I become a retiree, it doesn't make me anyone in particular. Really, what it does, it really speaks about who I'm not so much anymore, or who maybe I'm not anymore. And that person that I will stop being is a financial advisor. When I'm a retired financial advisor, what I am is no longer an advisor. And my identity in retirement is really a bit of an absence of my previous identity, a part of who I am. I lose that part of my life. And so when we're looking in retirement, we really want to focus on who we are, because ultimately, everything that we do revolves around who we are. I spent a lot of time talking about that in the Maximizing Your Retirement book that I wrote. You can check it out at maximizing.com. And when we look at identity, when we're retired, we have to really be focused on recreating our identity, pressing into parts of our lives. And when we're retired and that part of our identity no longer is applicable to us, we have to really think about winding up other parts of our lives. So when we retire, we unwind that career part of our lives, and we want to wind up other parts of our lives. And this is where reflection and intentional thinking comes into play. We really want to be thinking about what our beliefs and values, what's our character, because ultimately our identity is very much shaped by that. And to allow certain parts of our lives to become important to us, to root into who we are, they have to be consistent with our beliefs and values. If they're not, we're going to reject those things. If something that I'm considering doing doesn't square with what I believe is what I want for myself, is part of my value system, I'm never going to engage in that unless I change my beliefs and values. So when we are building into our identity, we really want to focus on who we are, what's important to us. And we want to really think about what we're passionate about, what we want to commit ourselves to. Because when we're living out our identity, what it's doing, it's creating a life purpose for us. And identity is tied to what we see as the reason for our lives, what difference we're going to make in this world, how we're going to impact others, how we're going to change the world around us to make it a better place. And so without a good sense of identity, we're really not going to be able to press into life purposefulness. Why is that important? Because when we have unlimited discretionary time, we can do whatever we want to do. But if those things we do are disconnected from our identity, what's happening is we're spending a lot of time doing things that may be enjoyable, but they're not necessarily purposeful to us. That brings fulfillment to us. And without fulfillment, we're going to have this lack in our lives. When we look at retirement, we want to live on a life path that includes enjoyment and fulfillment. Enjoyment, yeah, we get that. We enjoy doing different things that are fun, things that are give us connection with people we enjoy doing life with. But the fulfillment portion is what I'll say at least as important as enjoyment. Why? Because enjoyment is temporary, fleeting, and it's somewhat shallow. Fulfillment is much more deep-seated. It has a longer lasting value. So when we look at the whole idea of fulfillment in the Maximizing Your Retirement book that I authored, I talk about four core soul needs. I talk about identity, life purpose, which we just talked about. I also talk about love and peace. And that love and peace is the relationships we develop with others. And we also have a sense of well-being through how we live our lives and what we tap into and how we view the world. When we're tapping into our core soul needs and those are being met in a fulfilling way, what it does is it gives us a base to really press into what we want to be considering our life goals, hopes, and dreams, to come up with a plan to live that out. So I would encourage you to really think about what's important to you, what life goals you want to set for yourself, what you hope would be true for your life, what you dream about that would make your life just amazing. If you're looking for a framework to help you think this through in a very strategic and guiding type way, Maximizing Your Retirement is a book you may want to look into. It's available through Amazon.com. It's available. You can order it, of course, online. The name of the book, again, is Maximizing Your Retirement. If you'd like to learn a little bit more about the book, you can go to maximizing.com and see how you can even get a free download of a digital copy of that. Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. Thank you for listening.
Leonard P. Haydachuk is an investment advisor representative of SGL Financial LLC and offers insurance services through this SEC-registered firm. He also offers insurance products and services in Delaware as an individual licensed and appointed insurance agent through Dedicated Financial Services. Dedicated Financial Services has a question for you. Is your retirement inflation-proofed? Here's what we mean. In retirement, chances are you're on a fixed income with variable expenses. So how do you not run out of money when the cost of just about everything continues to go up? You inflation-proof it. Lynn and the team at Dedicated Financial Services can show you strategies to help combat inflation so it doesn't outpace your retirement income. Call us today at 302-501-7711 to learn more. Inflation could take a huge chunk out of your retirement savings, but it doesn't have to. With some simple planning, inflation can go from being a major disruption to a minor annoyance. Call Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, and the team at Dedicated Financial Services now and start inflation-proofing your retirement today. 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC-registered advisory firm.